This is Rights.Tech. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Randy Taylor. Randy, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Randy, who are you and what do you do?
I'm the co-founder of Picture Protection Service, and we have a scalable process that finds and vets and enforces copyright infringements on a contingency basis. So basically, we scour looking for unauthorized uses and package them and hand them over to the rights holder, and then they go to an attorney or a law firm of our mutual choosing.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I would say that probably the biggest challenge is the courts and the court system currently. There's a lot of talk about creating a small claims court for copyright infringement. The rights management process is really getting out of hand on the internet. Some could say that it's a failed marketplace. The evolution of kind of how the courts handle it all, I would say, would probably be a pretty big factor. We find that we're usually dealing with bad actors in who we find, people that want to reduce their content cost to zero and don't really want to be held responsible for it. There's a lot of information about how to identify your rights, identify your ownership of rights. I'm not too sure how successful that is moving forward. So I would say that probably the biggest change and the biggest challenge is getting people to respect the rights, even when they know who owns what. Success-wise, our successes are all in finding people that are using images without authorization and encouraging them to pay a decent fee for that use. We're really in the business of revenue recovery for lost licensing fees, and our successes have been in convincing people that they really do need to pay for content.
What is changing with rights management or needs to change?
I was the creator of the codes and usage system for the PLUS licensing matrix, a de facto standard that's sort of incorporated into the photographs. You can actually have a complete licensing grid attached with the photographs as they move through the process. But I think what's changing is the speed with which everything is being used. The images, the content are created, they're consumed at blinding speed. So rights management is becoming highly automated. It is based largely on contracts these days a lot of times. The revenue models also are changing. We're obviously seeing money being made in ways that were unthought of years ago. And the technology is advancing so rapidly. So the technology to distribute and access images and other content is evolving. And of course, how the courts define all this, which I alluded to a minute ago, there is definitely a movement afoot that wants all content to be free. And those that are into rights-managed content want to make a living from it, at least to make enough money to sustain production of new content. So rights-managed is, in some ways, at the epicenter of quite a tug-of-war over what's going to happen with all these images on the internet.
And what advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
Well, I'd probably say the first thing is to actually use the metadata. Use every opportunity that you can to identify that you are the owner of the content, whether it's XMP or EXIF or IPTC, whether it's identifying the creator in a caption that is affixed to or next to the image online. Whatever way you possibly can, in some instances, watermarking images, if it's like a stock photo agency and the imagery is available for licensing, whatever you can do to sort of send out the signal that keeps the honest people honest and say, here, contact me. This is how you get in touch with me in order to license this or at least ask permission to use it. The flip side of that is I think that the biggest advice is to enforce everything. The technology is clearly here. Business models are here. That is what our company does to, on a scalable basis, enforce all of the content that a company has or an individual has, to go out there and find the images and vet them and eliminate the ones that are the 14-year-old bloggers or the soccer moms or the non-commercial uses or even those things that might be considered fair use. One that eliminates a lot of stuff in the process. But the big picture is, you can enforce everything these days, and only through enforcing the vast majority of your content can you recover enough revenue to make it worthwhile to continue to produce the content and, of course, to deter future infringement, which is the ultimate goal. In a failing marketplace, trying to stop the tidal wave of infringement is quite the challenge, and that is the advice that I would convey. Enforce everything.
And where can we find more information about rights management?
I would probably go to the associations, the trade associations. They are usually ahead of the curve as far as the individual members are concerned about knowing what the changes are, the shifting in the industry. You know, organizations like the ASMP and PACA in the photo side of the equation, and to some degree, perhaps software manufacturers themselves. There are certainly new softwares that are coming out all the time that effectively handle rights management or a new slice of rights management or variations on rights management. So I would probably look to associations and software to provide insights as to what's good, what's evolving, what should be done as we move forward.
Thanks, Randy.
You're very welcome. Happy to contribute.
For more on this, visit rights.tech. Thanks again.